Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Thursday happy hour. I got a fine co-devil helping me out in Dom's absence. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And Kristen, we're here in your hometown, at least your adopted hometown, Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the WGBW studios. Getting ready to have a good time. I hear Mino, the mayor. There's a whole crew out there in the lobby.
They are so excited. They're eating all the M&Ms. I don't know how much bourbon is left in that bottle.
I think it was the clarion call where I said, I will buy a beer or two. And
all they of just a sudden, keep coming.
The people are here to join us. Come on down. I'll buy you a beer. 844-967-2789. If you're not close, you can still share your opinions with us on the phones, on the radio. And I saw some breaking news here from the great state of Wisconsin. Kristen, I think we should share it with the audience. Mm-hmm. As you're probably well aware, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been threatening to, impeach a newly impaneled Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz.
I've heard about this.
Seems a little fascistic to me, mm-hmm. in that they can't point towards any crime or corruption, but only the fact that she may not recuse on a case where they could lose power. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to lose power, Kristen.
Well, I mean, she hasn't really done anything yet. So it's hard to impeach her based on something that she's done. So they're saying, help me out here.
She expressed an opinion.
What?
Yes.
People have opinions?
Apparently they do. Now, they did actually asked what the nonpartisan, I believe it was the Legislative Reference Bureau, perhaps it was Legislative Council, and they said, give us an opinion on Justice Protasiewicz's opinions. And they said, not really a problem. In fact, I believe there were complaints filed and they were specifically dismissed. So we know it's probably not a legal problem, mm-hmm. probably not an ethical problem even. So why do you think these Republicans, Kristen, why do you think they're taking this tact? Do you think this is is this chilling prior restraint? What do you think they're trying to accomplish here?
I think that they are afraid because they see the writing on the wall. They see how people are voting in Wisconsin. They hear the conversations and they know that their power is in peril. Their absolute control over the state is in peril and they should be afraid.
Now, if they, through the assembly, and they don't, well, they need a simple majority, and they have a two-thirds majority
by
in the assembly side.
By two.
So they could even allow some of their members to be on the sideline, still have the prerequisite number of assembly votes to, let's just say, start a process, mm-hmm. call it an impeachment, and the Senate never has to take it up, but they've effectively sidelined the newly elected liberal judge, justice, and they've also sidelined the majority of the liberals. And I think that's still going to come to fruition, very likely. What's your opinion?
I think there are a few different ways this could play out, and this is definitely outside of the scope of my expertise. But based on what we've seen from these, frankly, hostile legislators, they know what they need to do to stall government so that they can get the result that they want. They know what the different pathways are. And I think you're right. I think that that is their objective. They want to just bring everything to a screeching halt, and they want the maps to stay the same. And they're talking less about abortion now, but, you know, that has been an issue as well.
Well, that would also be theoretically an issue, and probably not theoretically, probably likely before the courts, the mm-hmm. Wisconsin Supreme Court. If Protasiewicz is sidelined, she's sidelined on that issue as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a tricky political issue.
While Hagedorn has certainly been a little independent on some of the small d democracy issues, he's not going to be a swing vote when it comes to things like pro-life, abortion. I mean, he's shown his religious roots. He's not going to swing with the liberal bloc here. There's no way he's going to do anything of that sort. So effectively, a 3-3 is a stalemate. So back to the appellate court. I'm less clear. Do we see under a stalemate if that theoretically happens? Do we see people running to the federal courts? For so long, I've been doing this about 12 years, doing politics on the radio. And for so long, it has been my impression that the people of Wisconsin didn't get a fair hearing through the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It was just too corrupt. And when I say corrupt, I'm not implying that these individual justices are taking bribes per se, but they're taking massive donations that allow them to get elected. Then the donors, specifically Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Wisconsin Realtors Association, get to write the very recusal room rules that these justices choose to live by. Well, they had every chance to change the rules for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. They didn't. There's no way to force a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse. I don't see a circumstance where you can do it. Short of, what, a false impeachment, mm-hmm. a meritless impeachment, because constitutionally speaking, there's no corruption. There's no crime.
There's no anything.
There's no fair there, but they have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes. If they have the votes and they have the will, this could very likely come down the pike.
Yeah, it's possible.
You taking odds?
I hate to take odds because I feel like every time it's such a chess game. Every time something happens, then it opens up a whole universe of other possibilities. And then, it changes all of the possible pathways. So I don't know. I'm not a betting person. I guess we'll see.
We'll see. TheHill.com at this hour, ex-Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are blasting the GOP's impeachment push. I'll read just briefly if you'll indulge me. Two former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, one appointed by a Democratic governor and one appointed by a Republican, rebuked a push by Republicans to consider impeaching a newly elected liberal justice on the state's high court. Former state Supreme Court justices Lewis Butler and Jeanine Jeske argued in a column published in the State Journal Thursday that a move by Republicans in the legislature to potentially hold impeachment proceedings on liberal Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz would not only be inappropriate, but unconstitutional. Now, we've talked about Robin Voss, that likely won't stop him from moving forward. Let me give you a quote here. Wisconsinites deserve a justice system where justices are allowed to do their jobs and to decide cases fairly and impartially without threats. That's the key word there. Effectively, she's being threatened by another supposedly co-equal branch
mm-hmm.
without threats from the legislature in a case where it seeks to be a party, thereby chilling the justice's ability to make the very decision the justice was elected to make. They added, "This is what the Constitution demands and what's necessary for our democratic system of justice to work." Public shaming, will it work? Public shaming of Robin Voss, Kristen Lierley.
Well, I'm guessing Robin Voss probably has read this and probably will take it to heart and may consider changing his mind.
You can't even keep a straight face when you say that. You know, so I, because of the nature of the partisan gerrymander
mm-hmm.
and the, I mean, Robin Voss is not the longest serving assembly speaker in the state of Wisconsin because people like him per se. Many of his caucus fear the man. They fear the mm-hmm. primaries he will bring down upon their heads.
For sure. We've seen it.
If they don't march in lockstep with this guy. Mm-hmm. So I think he is nearly impervious 10 or 12 years in. I think he's nearly impervious to the will of his constituents or any Wisconsin voters, because the gerrymander means effectively his caucus is going to win re-election regardless of the number of Democratic voters, regardless of the fact that they are a minority, but they're holding nearly two-thirds of the assembly seats. Mm-hmm. That makes the guy, I mean, the only fear he had was when his own creation, Gableman, and Janelle Branchon and the former President Donald Trump came to Waukesha and endorsed his opponent, as did yours truly, because I'm in for a little electoral mischief. But Adam Steen, like 280 votes, that was so close. But if he didn't get beat in the primary, he's not going to get beat in a general election. Mm-hmm. These are not competitive districts, regardless of the strength of the candidates or their ideas.
Yeah, I mean, he's a brilliant guy. You have to hand it to him. He is great at keeping his people in line, and he'll do whatever it takes to hold on to his power. But I think for many Wisconsinites, I know for me, every time I see a headline that says Robin Voss says, the first thing I think is, what's the angle? Because it always sounds so benign. Like, oh, we like the Iowa redistricting plan. What's the angle? It's not the Iowa redistricting plan. This isn't what we wanted.
Well,
this is
of course,
a distraction.
It was, and very well put, Kristen Lyerly. The Iowa redistricting plan put out there as a shiny object to say, let's stop talking about the proposed threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, because we've moderated overnight, and we've adopted a plan that we hated yesterday. Only we've made a very modest moderation, which changes everything.
Right.
But we're going to claim we're the Iowa model, but we're not. We're the Wisconsin bad governance model in a new form.
Also, let's not let the people in on this. Let's do it all in a closed chamber and then just try to ram it through.
Well, that's always been the way Republicans govern here in the great state of Wisconsin. Folks, she is Kristen Lyerly. She's my fine co-devil today. I'm up here in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Tell your friends. Tell them they should be listening, especially to Mino and the mayor in the morning. So those guys are going to join us very, very soon. But if you want a piece of this action, you start dialing the phone, 844-967-2789. Dom will be back on Monday. He's a little Rocky Mountain High tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, all weekend.
All weekend.
Legal marijuana state. I hate this new term, abortion tourism. I mean, marijuana tourism, I'm down. Abortion tourism, no such thing exists. But Republicans, they've adopted that vocabulary. Come back with my fine guest, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Crudy, live in Green Bay, you as well. 844-96-PARTY.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve edition. I got to find co-devil in Dom's absence. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN by trade, smart lady, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for doing this today for us. And Nate, our fine producer back in Madison, screening your calls very lightly, has brought to our attention breaking news, everyone. First reported here by Channel 3000. I also see it at the Journal Sentinel. It's impeachment time. Megan Wolf, though, and we didn't see Megan Wolf as the probable target, but apparently Republicans have begun circulating an impeachment resolution for the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. It's being reported by Channel 3000 at this hour. Dateline Madison, five Republican lawmakers are circulating a resolution to begin impeachment proceedings against Wisconsin's Election Commission administrator, Megan Wolf. Now, the assembly resolution cites, and here's the quote, allegations of maladministration in office and potential violations of election laws as reasons to begin the impeachment process. It includes 15 articles of impeachment for what the resolution sponsors describe as various acts of misconduct in office. That's quite rich. Now, the articles are attached here. I'm going to read a little bit more from this reporting. The five reps, Kristen, are Scott Allen, God, he's always involved. Scott Allen from Waukesha. Janelle Branchon.
Shocking.
From Menominee Falls. Elijah Benke, Republican from Oconto.
He's up here.
Oh, yeah, this neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Ty Bowden, Republican from Hilbert. And Chuck Wiggers. He likes to get in on all sorts of malfeasance. A Republican from Muskego. Now, the move comes 1 week after the Senate voted to fire Wolf over concerns about her handling of the 2020 election. We, of course, as an aside, Kristen Lierley, we know that's not the reason. That is not the reason. They're perpetrating the big lie. They're continuing to relitigate whether or not Donald Trump had an election stolen from him, which we know did not happen. We've seen the recounts. We've seen the LABs. We've seen the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the very conservative law firm's take on this. Nobody found any evidence here.
It's 2023 now. I mean, this election happened in 2020. Are we still going to be doing this in 2024?
Oh, absolutely.
2025?
Donald Trump is running away from the Republican field, Kristen. Latest polling, Trump's up 57 on the field.
Yeah, it's wild.
He is effectively your nominee before they ever start caucusing and voting, unless something dramatic changes. And it's not going to be electorally. It could be, you know, through the court system. Trump could get hauled down to jail. That could change someone's mind. But here in the state of Wisconsin, these Republicans are not moderating. Once again, the breaking news at this hour, an impeachment, but not Janet Protasiewicz. This one coming after Megan Wolf. First, the Senate tried to fire her despite the fact her nomination was not legally before their body. And now the Assembly is circulating impeachment nominations, 15 articles of impeachment. Maladministration in office, I believe, is the terminology they use, Kristen. I don't think they're moderating. I think they're showing it's time to get nuts.
I think when you've gone through all of the processes and they haven't worked and all you've got left in your toolbox is a hammer, you get an impeachment and you get an impeachment and you get an impeachment.
Well, they've got the votes. They've literally got the votes,
yeah.
And that's all it takes. They've got the will and the votes. They don't need any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's part of the full statement from Megan Wolf. No matter how many times some politicians misrepresent my actions and how this agency works, it does not make what they're saying true. Contrary to what's said in this resolution, every major decision relating to the 2020 presidential election was made by the agency's six bipartisan commissioners in public meetings. The claims in this resolution have been thoroughly examined through numerous audits, investigations, and lawsuits, and they have shown that the Wisconsin elections are run with integrity. It is irresponsible for this group of politicians to willfully distort the truth when they've been provided the facts for years. These attempts, while unlikely to succeed, only serve as a distraction from the hard work election officials need to be doing to prepare for the next presidential election that's coming in no time at all. Again, circulation of petition to impeach Megan Wolf over at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She is the administrator thereof. And the usual suspects, some of them are usual suspects, Janelle Branchon, she headed up the Assembly Elections Commission.
Until...
And I would point out, she was appointed by Robin Voss.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of charged the mound. Now, She had Gableman. She had Vicky McKenna of Righty Whitey Talk Radio fame. She had David A. Clark Jr. They were all at a rally. In fact, I met David A. Clark Jr. again. Vicky McKenna thinks we're friends. I don't know if she knows that I don't hold that same assessment of our relationship. But anyway,
aww,
she introduced me to David and gave me a hug. And I'm like, you haven't been vaccinated, have you?
Yeah,
of course. Deep
adorable.
In the COVID pandemic. But I believe that very day, they charged them out. They went to the speaker's office.
Mm-hmm.
They went and tried to pressure Robin Voss to decertify the outcome of the election.
Mm-hmm.
The 2020 election. This was like in 2022, Kristen.
Yeah. It's
and
irresponsible.
Now,
it's crazy.
They're rolling
it's completely out of control. That's what Greta Neubauer said. It's completely out of control, Mike.
It's an impeachment Thursday. Breaking news. We found it. And thank you, Nate, for your flag at the Channel 3000. The Journal Sentinel also reporting it. Republicans circulating 15 articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator. Not shocking. Protosay, what's your impeachment? Articles will be coming next. Evidence be damned. Come back with us. We got a couple of fine guests joining us live in the WGBW studios. The former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, and his partner in crime, John Mino. Stick around, please.
Sitting in the morning sun.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again, Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW Studios. I feel like I'm invading your space, boys. Now I've got Dr.
You are.
Don't hold back.
Hey, what?
Our when, studio,
when he's
our
in
mic.
This room, he's in charge. He's still the
Welcome.
Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly helping me co-devil. Now, you guys are a tandem. I am here with Jim Schmidt, the former mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and his partner in crime, John Mino. People know you. You're a broadcast legend, Mino.
In my mind. In my mind.
Now, you guys get up early each and every morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and you broadcast right here in this little room. And you guys, I think, got the nicest studio in the whole group.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the nicest studio I've ever been in my life.
Johnny's been in this business for 40 years. And
without question, the nicest.
This is
who decorated it? Whoever decorated it.
She
wow.
knew what she was doing.
I guess,
right?
That's a combo job. That's a little bit of my wife and a little bit of our fine graphic artist with the
cool look great.
WGBW stuff on the
looks
walls.
Looks super.
We are a guest-driven show. We usually have two or three guests on a day, and we love showing off the studio. It's a great green room, bathrooms, the whole kitchen, everything about it is. We're very proud of this place.
No, you guys, you should see the way they're treated in this place. Jim, you're like royalty, or maybe it's Mino, but they deliver coffee to you guys like every morning. Coffee shop next door, like it's expected around.
This is a great place to be.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Johnny, we get those too.
But you know what I was talking about? And Todd and I were talking about this. At some of the other stations, people would bring in a lot more food than we get here.
Oh. All right.
Hey, Todd, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. We'll bring
I mean,
it up
I used
tomorrow.
To have a weight problem.
Well,
maybe it's the fact that you guys have been having this weight loss contest on the air.
He's on a plant-based diet now, right? When did that start?
It's going to start after the Saints game.
After the Saints game, okay.
Because we had a guy on here that is Chef Ace the Chef.
Yeah.
Cajun from New Orleans, and he cooks Cajun food. So he's coming and cooking dinner at another place at the community shelter. And people from Civic Media, myself, we're going to serve dinner to 150 of the homeless in our community. It's a community meal program that we have, and Ace is cooking that. So it would be disrespectful of me, Johnny, not to eat all that Cajun food.
But you could tell them you're plant-based and then just go, you know, go with a nice salad, some broccoli.
Yeah, no.
Cauliflower?
I don't think that wouldn't be respectful.
Okay.
So I'm going to
You're doing it for the people.
I'm doing it for
You're doing it for the people.
Okay. I'm a man of the people.
You are a man of the people.
So
no question.
Monday the diet.
You know,
okay, good.
We had the current mayor in here, and no offense to you, Mino, but let me ask you, Jim Schmidt. I asked Eric Engrich.
Yeah.
Arm wrestle, you and Schmidty. Who wins that one? Now, the current mayor.
I'm taking this guy.
No, the current mayor claims he's going to beat your ass.
He's feisty, this guy.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
Todd, who are you putting it on? I'm going with him, too.
Now, Todd has no microphone. He can't.
Yes, that's all right.
You know, Kristen's standing right here. Why don't you ask Kristen?
Yeah, why don't we ask Kristen?
She's seen both. Now, you got to flex a little for us, Jim. We're going to have to see the pipes. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a high school wrestler. He was a high school wrestler until he got kicked off her.
What was the reason, Jim?
I just started at a study.
Possibly a little dupage in the picture.
You're a dupage guy? Now those ones.
Only back at the high school.
Yeah, it's just an ongoing joke. That's a wise tale.
Only back at the Catholic school that he went to.
Pope John Roncalli.
Absolutely.
Now, how did you ever make weight smoking the devil's
lettuce? What did I weigh, Johnny?
103. 103 pounds.
Is this at birth, Jim? I mean, at what point in your life did you weigh 103?
Yeah. Freshman, sophomore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
I'm going to need to see pictures.
I know. Okay. I would love that.
We were talking about. What would you,
I would give everything I own for a picture of him in his onesie wrestling outfit riding his Shetland pony.
Green Bay friends.
I had a Shetland pony.
He had a Shetland pony.
That picture does not exist. They both
exist. It can be photoshopped.
But they don't exist together.
Have you?
Can make it work.
I did have a
Kristen Lyerly, Jim Schmidt, as a child. If I understand the story, you had a Shetland pony.
I did.
And every child in America had to envy your childhood.
Absolutely.
Because we all wanted a pony.
Who didn't want a pony?
Right.
And I would have loved a pony.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And you're the only human being I've ever met, short of a few farm kids.
Yeah.
We lived in the city.
And he lived in the city. I know where he lived.
Yeah.
He lived in the heart of the city.
My parents looked into that. You could have, maybe there is now, but I mean, that's 50 years ago. There was no ordinance in Two Rivers, so they called and you could have a Shetland pony, built a barn, fence. Yeah. Yeah.
They just changed the ordinance in Madison so you can have a pig.
Oh, really?
As long as it's like under 300 pounds. It's got to be chipped, and you got to keep it on a leash when you take it out for a walk.
I would love a goat. I really would. I've always wanted a goat for a guest. I mean, for a pet guest.
For a goat in here.
That's scary, John.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't mean this, you know, for dinner about, later? Like, some, yes. We're going to a Greek joint. Maybe some goat for.
Because they talk about how can that guy still be working here? I think he's got pictures of the boss of goats.
The goats and a Shetland pony.
Folks, you're listening to Mino and the Mayor. They don't need us much. They are the host of their own fine show. Now, you guys went on local TV. We're here in Green Bay, WGBW. Mino and the Mayor plays out both here, Oshkosh, perhaps soon worldwide, but they play out 6 to 8 a.m. And I saw you guys, what was it, WFVR that you guys went
FVR.
On? And you went.
FRV.
FRV. My bad. And you went on the Sunday show and you basically dominated all conversation. The host was worthless. I mean, he couldn't control you guys.
Right.
That was
you
all
don't
him.
Need us here, do you?
You guys... I tried following the rules, and this guy goes the opposite way.
It's
amazing he was elected so many times.
Four times elected, Jim.
Yeah.
What was your trick?
Taking over.
Stuff in the ballot box? What'd you
do? I thought
it
was 10 times.
Not 10 elections.
Yeah.
Because you have primaries.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was on the county board, too. So
okay.
I've had 10 contested elections.
Okay.
Four times as mayor.
Are you 10-0, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did bring up something to the mayor this morning, the current mayor at the downtown, what's it called, the group we spoke to today?
I hear he thinks he could whip Jim's ass, but go ahead.
Well, he's a little bit mad.
Arm wrestling, that is.
Because he's so badly, the number one thing he wanted when he took over as mayor was to have a really cool sweater vest with the logo on it, and Jim stole every one they had.
He announced that in front of like 100 people this morning at breakfast. Just so that you know, mayor, if you're looking for the sweater vest, Schmidt has them all. Which is kind of true. I do have a box.
I know you do.
You took the entire wardrobe, all the swag?
Yeah, all the swag.
Just the swag.
You want some pens? You want some pens that say mayor on them?
Well, they
we got a bunch of them.
They say Mayor Jim Schmidt. He would want those.
We do have some WGBW.
We do give
t-shirts.
That out.
Yes.
We give those out a lot. We give that out
t-shirt
to our guests.
T-shirt and a sweater vest?
Yeah. I don't give out a sweater vest. But
no.
We give out t-shirts to our guests.
Yes.
Yes, that we do.
Jim,
and we have a great guest just... I want to promote our show tomorrow. We are bringing on tomorrow.
Enough of your show.
Yeah,
Mike.
Hey, this is you're in our turf, our show. We are tomorrow. Well, we have three guests tomorrow, but one of them is Dr.
Chan
from St. Norbert. He's the guy that ran the table at Jeopardy, ran nine days in a row, like 280,000. We're a little nervous.
You should be.
We are.
I put together the quiz, though. I put together.
So John doesn't have to answer it. He takes cover by becoming the
No,
host.
The reason is because I always wanted to be
that's
a game show host.
You're Alex Trebek or the Aaron Rodgers.
Whomever,
version.
Yes. So I'm hoping he will say to the people back there, hey, you don't need Blossom on anymore. Bring this guy on.
Johnny has been looking for
what's
Blossom?
What's Blossom's real name? Remember Blossom?
Mm-hmm.
We do know.
Maya.
Bialik.
Yes, thank you.
See, we needed the smartest girl.
But get this. So I was asking them, so they're like, give us some of the questions. Like, well, no, that's just, no, come on, just one. So I give them one, they're like, okay, and they all got it wrong. It's like, okay, one more.
We don't want to look, we want to look, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
We're not going to look smart. We've given up on that. We don't want to, we look relatively not as dumb as we could. And we're very nervous because even when Johnny, we're how to greet him.
Yeah.
It can't be like, hey. So we're reading up this. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, pleased to meet your acquaintance. We're practicing how to sound smart.
Yeah.
You want to sound smart.
So I'll give you one of the questions I gave them.
Yes.
What is the hottest planet?
Mercury.
That's what I said.
It's Venus.
Yes.
The doctor.
Yeah, the doctor.
Okay, they always show off. Yeah. Okay, Johnny. Yeah.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Yeah, they're that.
Okay, one more. One more. If you want to travel directly through three states that all begin with the same first letter, what would they be?
Oh, man. Come on. You're making me think.
These are some
good
questions I came up with.
That's a good question. Should we give them a huge clue?
Go ahead.
Illinois, Indiana.
And Iowa.
Yes, very good. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, she had to bring us home again.
Hey, Prudy, I think we're just going to stop this.
I'm holding out for Final Jeopardy here.
Oh, man.
I don't want your listeners to hear you too much longer in this.
We're not going to bet big.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, contrary to their belief. They are former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt and John Mino. They partner in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for Mino and the Mayor, originating from this very room, WGBW Studios 97.9, tell your friends. Jim, let me ask you, how did this city change over the 16 years you've served? I mean, it's a great city, but how has it changed, Jim? And was it better then or now?
Well, it's much better. We just, back in 2003, campaigned, or 2002, I should say, campaigned on, we're no longer going to turn our backs to the river. We're going to make that the front of this city. And we did. And it was very, very expensive. And
you would not have, you're a big guy. You wouldn't have wanted to hang out in some of these neighborhoods in these bars.
Really, Mike, it was tough down here. Kids didn't. So we got everything. We built the city deck. We brought in a children's museum. You know, even though if you don't work down here, live down here, you are judged by your downtown. People, even Schneider, which is out in the suburbs.
I judge you by your sweater vest.
Absolutely. No question.
It's the city. You see my license plates.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know which car is his out there. Yeah.
We just took a lot of pride in our city and our downtown. We didn't, let the suburbs be who we are. We said, look, we're going to focus our energies here. Brought in the Northland Hotel, converted the embassy to a Hyatt Regency, tore down a lot of buildings and built things that are new, the things that were worth saving.
Shopko Hall, all those things.
You had a vision, you worked together, and you fought for it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we did fight. I mean, you hate the politics, but it is. It's hard to do things. We drive through cities now, and I say it to my kids all the time, this is an awesome city. It's like, this didn't just happen. Somebody had some vision and worked very hard with a group of people. I mean, that's what leadership is building consensus.
But one of the things you didn't mention, you started the Kids Day, which I thought was a fantastic idea, and then still going out how many years?
Yeah, 20.
20-some years. Yeah, tell about that.
So,
see that little twinge of pride in his face?
Yeah, absolutely.
it was good. There's a lot of – and a lot of people worked hard to make this city great. But before I was mayor, I had three kids. There's Mother's Day in May and then Father's Day in June. Dad, why don't we have a kids' day? And we're like you would say to your kids every day.
I have said that thing.
Right, every day's a kids' day, right? Every day's so. But then we thought, well, you know what? We'll do that. June 25th, 6 months to Christmas, that'd be your day. So they didn't have to practice their instruments, and they could pick out. We'd make their bed for them, and they could pick out a restaurant. We'd go to lunch, and it was their day. Well, then I got elected mayor, and I'm like, you know what? We should do that for the city. And so June 25th, 6 months to Christmas, we'll have Kids Day. So free swimming at our pools, free rides at Bay Beach, mm-hmm. lunch with the mayor. And that first time we had lunch, we had 1,000 kids there. I mean, it was like Sermon on the Mount. They're all sitting there, and introduced them to the chief of police and the fire chief. And it just grew. We got an award from Governor Doyle, the Silver Star Award or something. But, yeah, we have over 10,000 kids participate in that every year. And it's just a day to honor kids. They get a wristband. And
that's right. Honorary mayor of the day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's just – anyway – those are some of the sizzle.
But he's one thing he's not talking about too is when I was in the media and he'd asked me to help him a lot of events or whatever, he did more handshaking events where he would show up. I remember one day, I think we both had three different things going on, and both of us were at the same three events. He never missed an event.
Well, but you want to be with the people because that's where the good advice comes from. That's where you need to lobby. You can't rely on the city council, and they have so many self-serving agendas, and you get to the real people. And I did 500 events a year. It's documented, right? I mean, you keep record of all that. That's a lot, because it's 100-year-old birthday parties, it's ribbon cuttings. It's not like everything was It was most of it was really, really fun.
You Jim, keep the numbers, but people know because they see you.
That's right.
Out there with the people.
That's exactly
and
right.
You create that presence.
It's nice that when Mike called to, he said, look, we're looking for someone who, to do a radio show in the morning that knows the community. And I said, well, let me, I know some people.
Do you know anybody?
Dude, hey, can I tell you, one thing? Though?
Quick, we got 30 seconds.
The award
John.
He got last week from us was Worst Son of the Year.
Oh, John.
So he's like, his mom listens to every show. His mother, 91 years old. She needs a new vacuum. Okay. He goes, I don't think I should spend the extra money for a lifetime guarantee to you.
And she heard that. But I love her. She's 91 years old. She listens to the show. She changed.
Jim Schmidt, we're doing radio. We got a break. Rhino and the Mayor, come on back.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Visiting beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. We had the current mayor, Eric Gingrich. We had Pete Schwaba. He's filling in for me tomorrow. I've had Dr. Kristen Lyerly co-deviling with me all day. Kristen, appreciate you doing so. And I've asked the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, and his partner in morning crime, John Mino, to stick around. John,
yes, sir.
I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in your partner. He can't even stand through two consecutive.
I know, right? 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 You know
the
why?
The rest of us can stand.
You know, hey, you know why?
Too good to stand
I don't
there.
I don't think he liked his reflection next to the doctor here.
I think she could dunk on you, Jim.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Okay, everybody probably asked, did you play volleyball or basketball in high school?
Not coordinated. I was a mascot.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
You were the mascot?
Goldie the Gopher.
Did you come up? Oh, you didn't come out as the galloping ghost then, did you, on the horse?
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
No.
Okay.
We don't want
to
go there.
Yeah, I know. They had to get rid of that, right? Yeah.
No, they have.
Oh, they still have it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Johnny. They explained it.
Okay, yeah.
Johnny Braggs on our radio show, how he was quarterback at Nagani. Like, I don't know if there's enough kids in that school to make a team, but John was the quarterback. I directed and played in the pep band. I directed the pep band.
Yeah.
Never got tased.
What did you play?
What's that supposed to mean? She's trying to give you. She's trying to give you a little dap.
Leaving her hanging, Jim.
You're leaving her hanging. What? That means a fist pump, okay, buddy?
You're like the Brazilian premier with Joe Biden the other day, just waiting for the handshake.
Least hip human being in America.
Yeah, today they were kind of picking on me a little bit. They were calling me a nerd. That hurt. But okay.
I want to know what you played in the pep band.
Trumpet.
Yep, I get it. 103 pounds? I get it.
I also played trumpet.
Did you?
Yes. A little bit. I could play taps.
You're too young to remember these shows, and I tell everybody this. His dad and his uncles run the Ed Sullivan Show, the Lawrence Welk Show, Arthur Godfrey Show, Carnegie Hall.
A couple times.
No way. Why?
Barbershop music. And when Johnny and I have talked about this on our show, we were talking about kids working in different jobs, and I sang in a barbershop quartet with the bull hats and the white shirt and guard belts, and that's how we made our money. He sold night crawlers. Nagani.
I understand how you make money selling night crawlers because that's a transactional thing. How do you make money singing barbershop? You bustle on the street corner.
Yeah,
people
pass the hat afterwards.
No.
Is that what it was?
Like an event, like the Lions Club or the Women's Auxiliary or something.
And they'd pay you a little honorarium
for
doing it?
$50? I mean, we're in high school, but yeah.
Why don't you tell them the real reason you were doing it? Because the women dug barbershop quartet guys.
Much more than Nightcrawler.
You don't know that.
Well, I
you don't. Okay. Well, you don't know that.
The other thing that those who the few of you who haven't listened to our show in the morning, Johnny picks on. We're two different people, right? I kind of grew up in the city, and Johnny grew up in Nagani, which I don't know, that's someplace in the UP, and we both had dogs. And my dog, I treat a little bit different than your dog. And right, one of the things is with swimming, right?
Yeah.
My dog goes to swimming lessons. And I take him there, and John thinks I don't know what he thinks, but he teases me about it.
I think you know what I think.
And he said, why don't you just throw him off the dock like we did in Nagani? But
they
That's
swim.
How they teach the kids That's this. They teach kids to swim that way, Jim.
Absolutely.
Sink or swim,
That's
Jim.
That's exactly right. Yes.
But wait a minute. I want to know about the floaties for the dog.
He's learning. It's like a little kid, and they go into the water a little bit.
Like four little floaties, one for each paw? How does that work?
I sent him a video today.
Yeah, I could.
Because they send me the report card of him swimming.
And how's he doing? Like, C student like yourself, Jim?
Yeah. That's on a good day, Mike. No, he's getting there. He can't swim yet, but he will.
He'll never swim.
Yes, I remember when my boys were young, like my one son got to like swimming group number 5.
Okay.
And then he like quit the sport. He was sick of trying to accomplish it. Which swim group does your dog participate in?
He's not
in,
there yet.
No, he's so no. He's
he just
nowhere
went
yet.
Into like his no, waist no. last week. So.
I remember when
waist.
Yeah, he's only yeah. Yes, he was only yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, he won't let his belly touch the water.
What type of dog is this, Jim?
Swear to God, he won't let his belly touch the water.
Jim, what breed of dog?
A Bernedoodle. So his mom was a Bernese Mountain Dog. His dad was a full-size poodle. So he's 70, 72 pounds. He's
an adult dog, Jim?
Well, is this your phone, Mike? Okay.
I told him about the day that we were ripping him
we're
on the air.
We're doing radio. You don't have to show me pictures.
Yeah. I was going to, though. He's beautiful. But get this. So when I leave... WGBW. I leave it
you
on.
Better all day long.
It's all day long.
Even
it's
though nobody's there.
Everyone
nobody's
that can hear my voice.
Except
better.
His dog.
The dog.
And I leave it on so he can hear my voice and take some comfort in that. John, this is a true story, Mike. John was ripping on my dog, teasing him, your dog doesn't know how to swim, and I don't know. He just
calling him pompous.
Calling him pompous.
Privilege.
He was here, and John's like, that's the most. I went home. He tore up, which he never, ever would do, tore up some pillows on the sofa.
Do you think he knew that John was talking trash about him
yes,
that day, Jim?
I do. Yeah. I do. Absolutely. That's why I brought
the only time he's ever done it. Tore up your glasses, your
eyeglasses. So yeah. I sent John the bill. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, keep waiting on that one.
That's Jim Schmidt.
Todd, take care of that, would you?
That's Jim Schmidt with the dog that sinks, and that's John
yes.
Mino. They
yes.
are
yes.
the broadcast duo, the mayor.
But then he makes fun of my really bad situations, traumatic situations I had when I was a kid. Like, his dogs always lived
totally
in the house.
Totally self-inflicted.
Okay. Yeah. So, my friends, we were big into, like, skinning animals. And my friends came
animals.
And go, hey, a raccoon got hit by a car.
Are you over here? What's that?
No, we'd try to make stuff on him. And so we were going to, he said, it's a raccoon. So I was going to, let's get your knife. I got my knife. It's like, let's skin it, make a hat. Okay? So we go there, and lying in the ditch was my dog.
It was his dog.
It was my dog. He makes fun of that every day.
It's just, I can't believe, anyway.
You can't believe he made a hat?
Right, out of his dog. But John, but it's amazing, Mike. I just want to tell you.
You did not.
No, but we buried it, and then 2 years later, we dug it up.
Was it in the Pat Cemetery?
Well, we varnished his skull and put it on our workbench. In our barn.
At what point do you put them off?
Right, I know. Now we're not. This is 6 to 8 in the morning, mind you. This is okay now from 4 to 6 in the evening. But
do you? Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're getting more and more sponsors and people. It's a good way to wake up. You know, we get here 5:15, 5:30. We talk about a few things, but really, when we get on the air is when we really start talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it works well.
Well, he was like the first day, or we're going to do a run through.
Oh, my God.
I was up at 2:30. I've been up since 2:30.
Getting ready. I got all these notes and charts and stuff. Johnny's looking out the window. I'm like, dude, you know, and they're like, okay, you know,
that's how the
seconds.
Pros do it, right, Johnny? Right.
Give me a little something right there.
Yeah, see that? Okay, that was quick. Anyway, I love
we're having a blast.
And thanks for hiring us.
We got the greatest producer in the world and Todd right there.
We love Todd.
Yep.
Did someone give you the impression you were getting paid, Jim?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. You get paid?
Paid in M&Ms.
Beer, M&Ms, and camaraderie.
All right. Oh, okay. We'll take it. We'll
yes.
take it. And dinner at your place in Plainview.
And
at your Airbnb.
That was a great time, your cabin.
That was fun.
I fed you.
Cabin.
How uncomfortable do you think that ride was? So we go to this great party at his house. We leave, okay? Get about 45 miles away. I go, oh my God, I left my keys there. Have to drive all the way back.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a long ride home.
Let's just say Jim was the designated driver.
I was.
That night.
I was. But this is. I hope this works for the listeners. And thanks again for hiring us. We love that you're here in Green Bay, and you're welcome back anytime.
Doctor, wonderful meeting you.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Former Mayor Jim Schmidt, John Mino, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you all so much. Thank you all for listening. Now stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. Pete Schwabba filling in for yours truly.